prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Deborah Tavares, and I will be your guest host today on A Call to Decision, today being Tuesday, August the 24th of 2021. I'm going to be rapidly covering many topics today. Certainly, I'm going to put an emphasis on water. I'm going to talk about the green zones and what it will be like if you choose to go into one of those or if you end up getting forced into the green zones. I have a number of videos, too, up on StopTheCrime.net on my Odyssey video link, and I would ask all of you to go there. I've done some extensive research. I've put out a recent video about the green zones and what the CDC in operational internment camps are going to be like. I go over that in a little more graphic detail than I will today. I'm going to rely on all of you going again to StopTheCrime.net to my video YouTube channel. And I'm going to right now go over a few videos that I would highly recommend that you take a look at. And then I'm going to be covering some water issues because we're in dire emergency over water. But on StopTheCrime.net, again, on my Odyssey channel, I would recommend everybody take a look at the forever chemicals detected in the water systems in over 5,000 cities in the United States and more. They have known. They have created Superfund cleanup sites in many of these toxic water areas where there are cancers and other ailments. They have known. The Superfunded sites never seem to find the cleanups after the sites are funded. So I would recommend you watch and listen to the forever chemicals detected in the water systems. However, please understand this is only one of many, many chemicals that have been delivered to our surface water supply worldwide. There are so many toxins and poisons that it's quite shocking that many of us are still alive right now with the intention to make us all so ill. The next video that I just posted a couple of days ago is called Forced into Green Zones, Prisons for All. Very briefly, that is going to happen when we have transportation shutdowns on some of the main thoroughfares in this country going from state to state, and eventually inside of each state. It'll look very much like a sobriety checkpoint. You'll pull over into those, and you will be funneled into trailers that are set up as vaccination centers. and then you'll be funneled into green zones potentially after that. Now, this could result in many ways, not just being funneled because of checkpoints that will appear again to be sobriety checkpoints, but also because you're forced off your properties because of a storm or a fire, and you won't be able to return to your properties to survey the damage until you've gone through the proper reentry requirements, which of course will require all public health requirements, including the vaccine. So I can say to you that everybody is going to end up in a green zone. There will be intensified green zones and there will be modified green zones, but these are prisons. And the level of accessing resources is just barely going to be life survivable. In fact, most people will die, and that's the intention. I'm going to draw you to a document that, a couple of documents that I've referred to many times over the years. This is just a little phrase that I found in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. For those of you that have not read it, I would recommend that you do. It's only about a 40-some-odd page document. But this is a quote. And it says, war is therefore the balancing system by killing the true creditors, that's all of us, which have taught, we've been taught to exchange true value for inflated currency. We know that. We have phony fiat currency. And now we're only going to be able to fall back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. Nature is being destroyed. The regeneration of those resources is being destroyed. There will be nothing for us to fall back on, and that is the plan. I want to all remind you that there will be no haves and have-nots. Many of you have heard the quote from the World Health Forum where they say, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Many of you might remember I've quoted many, many times the ecology prescription, the 8-point platform for deep ecology, and it can be summarized in just a couple of points as follows. All life, human and non-human, has equal value. In other words, we're the goyim. We're the useless eaters. We're worse. The next point, resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. I'm going to read that again because this falls in line with the green zones that I'm referring all of you to go and listen to, please. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral, and human population must be reduced. Goes on to say industrialized civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures, and that is happening now. That is happening now. Now, I can say this to you. One most important thing is to get away from your wireless gadgets as quickly as possible. Hardwire everything while you can still get some supplies, because supply lines are diminishing, as you know. And stay away from the smart anything, because you'll find that much of that is all Wi-Fi connected wirelessly. And I would recommend you hardwire your phones, get the corded phones. They're plastic. Plastic is being eliminated in the United States. I've reported on that in the past. So you're going to find items, toothbrushes and so forth and on, all plastic items becoming less available because of the inability to get what is necessary to create the plastics, which is resin. And you will find this across the board. We're also now being directed into reuse of wastewater treatment plants. So be prepared. You're going to be offered up very soon water replacement of sewage. Although they say it's highly chemically treated, you bet it's highly chemically treated, and they say it will be good enough to drink. Well, I will tell you, there are companies located worldwide that are building out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wastewater treatment plants. What will be happening is there will be a delivery system of the new type of water, toilet to tap, by freighters. So for some countries that believe they've run out of water, or of course are lying to their populations that they've run out of water so they can control them in the green zones, will be delivered sewer to tap from other countries. So they're going to be spreading all the diseases worldwide through the illusion that we've run out of water when we have primary water. It is a renewable. It's continuously made down below the mantle of the earth. If there's one thing you need, I need help with, we all need help with, is to understand the real facts about water and where water really comes from. And I will say this again. I don't know where all the alternative media guys are, or most of the people in alternative media. They're not talking about primary water. Now, I do know that recently on George Norrie, there was a discussion about water, and I listened to that, and it was being advocated by the guest for desalinization, even though a caller called in and asked about primary water, and they agreed that they knew about it. But they were walking and dancing around it, not saying that it was a renewable. It's up to all of you. Call all the alternative media organizations. Tell them you are tired of them being a guard against the truth about water. We do not survive without water. That is still the only thing that we might have a little bit of opportunity to provide ourselves. Much of everything else we have no control over. We can't create the types of illusion of getting water by rain and snow events. Remember, rain and snow is the evaporation of primary water. So go to my other website, primarywater.org, and understand where water comes from, how it is made with hydrogen and oxygen, and how you are so much more intelligent when you're drinking water from source. And I really promote this because I'm going to go over some of the problems that now we're facing with a massive reduction of food supply and a reduction of farmland and the theft of farmers' properties as a result of their not knowing about water. So we need your help, all of us. You need to get this information out to the farmers. They're not being told. They're being told that they are restricted from water. So let's go over some of these restrictions. First, I want to say here in Northern California, where I am, the Russian River watershed area, which is in the Bohemian Grove area, there were over 6,000 water users in that area that were told to reduce their water supply. Now in the newspaper it said, well, they didn't do that. So they're going to increase an additional 300 users on top of the original 1,600 to decrease water. So they're playing people against people. And this is the game, because you're not going to get to water. If you don't understand what it is, you're going to be without it, and you're going to end up in a green zone. Because when you have no water on your property, or when it's too deadly to drink, which you will see in that most recent posting, that chemical forever with the water, and it's so much worse than that, you will be relocated. If you cannot provide yourself with electricity in the middle or as a result of power outages, you will be moved off your land. So you need to get to silicon gel batteries and solar panels. You do not want the lithium ion batteries. Now let's go on into the water, because this is really prime right now. It's probably, as I say, one of the most important things that you can do while you still can. And I'm going to go over some outrageous information. But right now, the western states in the United States is going to face severe federal water cuts. Now, the federal, you need to understand, we're a corporation. We're run by a network of federal corporations. We are being severed from existence because we are the enemy. That's most important to understand. That's why the water and the food supply and the green zones are being built, because I am the enemy. And this is where we're slated for those that survive to even get there. But Right now, the U.S. officials are saying that they've declared the first ever water shortage from a river that serves 40 million people in the West, triggering cuts to some of Arizona's farmers next year and amid a gripping drought. Now, just because you hear Arizona, don't think, well, I don't live in Arizona, so I don't have to worry about it. I don't care where you are, your water's going to be reduced. I don't care if you're near Niagara Falls. I don't care if you're near the Great Lakes. You're going to have your water reduced. And the water that is on the surface of the ground is highly poisonous. And people think, well, I've got a lake, or I'm near the Great Lakes, for example. My water is abundant, and it's one of the largest freshwater toxic holding places here in the United States. Well, yes, it is, but it is also very toxic, very toxic. You have to get to primary water like Muammar Gaddafi did when we blew him off of Libya and blew up his man-made river project that offered fresh, clean drinking water, unadulterated, to over 6 million people in Libya. So now our corporate government is saying that they're going to reduce the water, affecting 40 million people in the West. And that does mean you too. So let's continue on and add more millions into that. They say the water levels at the largest reservoir on the Colorado River and Lake Mead have fallen to record lows. Well, I reported on this when I did a talk in the UK in 2019. It's important to understand Lake Mead and the Colorado River area was built in the 1930s, and it was built by Rothschild. And I can tell you, they never had earthquakes in that area before until they built this fake lake that makes quakes. And I researched all the reservoirs, and when they're full, and then when they're depleted in the summer, which right now they're empty, so they can't cause quakes right now, unless they, in the winter, which is very likely, look what they've recently done to Haiti and Tennessee. They've hit them with such torrential weaponized rain events that they flood these people and their homes off the foundations and murder and kill people because they can. So all they need to do is set and park an atmospheric river over one of these and many of these now empty reservoirs and dump water in these reservoirs, and you're going to have quakes. You're going to have dams that are bursting out this winter when they likely create weaponization of massive rainfall. So right now, though, they're cutting the food supply. And they're saying that the Great Lakes and are saying that the Colorado River and Lake Mead have fallen below historic records. And they constantly are showing us the bathtub rings around the diminished water levels in all of these reservoirs. Remember, the technologies used to cause evaporation and relocate water wherever they want to dump it on somebody and destroy a neighborhood is easily done. So they're saying that states, cities, and farmers and others have diversified their water sources over the years, helping soften the blow of the upcoming cuts. But federal officials said the declaration makes it clear that conditions have intensified faster than scientists. These scientists are fake. They're consensus-based scientists, which consensus is not real science. These people are not looking at primary water, and they won't. And it's up to you to look into primary water, renewable, always renewable, and right under your feet, wherever you are. You need two things in order to get to primary water. You need a primary water locator, someone that can locate the water by dowsing or using some equipment, and then you need the well driller, and it's best to have them on your property at the same time, because well drillers have not been taught that primary water exists, and they will hit an upper level water aquifer and say, oh, I've got water. Well, this is the reason why many of these wells are pumping dry. they didn't know that they needed to look and hit, and they needed the help of a primary water locator to help them secure the water for their clients. And I can tell you that those of you that are listening, you must be committed to this fact of what water really is and where it comes from in order to jump on this as soon as possible, or you lose your land. Mark my words, you will lose your land, because people that have mortgages and farmers and ranchers will not be able to get the water that they need to continue on with the livelihoods that they have, and they will be foreclosed upon. This is the plan, and these people will be relocated, and that is the plan, and you do not want to end up in these green zones. So let's move along here, because they say that, again, Lake Mead was formed by the building of Hoover Dam in the 1930s. Yes, it was. It's one of several man-made reservoirs. There are hundreds and hundreds of man-made reservoirs. That's how they move our water around in this country, rather than having set up a labyrinth of plumbing to have moved the water around so that we would be healthy, more intelligent, and not be polluted as we are and murdered through the toxins of water. So, again, I could go on and on about this story, but it's up to all of you, please, to get this information out. They're saying that cities such as Las Vegas, Phoenix, Tucson, even the Native American tribes are shielded from the first round of cuts. Well, they're going to hit into the next round of cuts because everybody is getting cut. And they're saying it's a historic moment where drought and climate change are at our door. Well, climate change is the planned alteration of the weather, and that's what climate change is. So don't be misled anymore, and understand we are at death's door on many issues. Now I'm going to jump into what has just come out of Orlando, Florida. This is simply a preposterous story, and they're going to have people believing this to be the case, and it is not true at all. What they're saying is that, here's the headlines, and you can type it in. Orlando declares water shortages linked to a rise in Florida COVID-19 cases. This came out on August the 20th, just a few days back. And so here's what they're saying. As a result of a flood of COVID-19 cases in Florida, it's leading to a water shortage in Orlando, with the city asking residents to cut their usage for at least several weeks to conserve resources for hospitalized patients. So let's back in and look at this. They say a surge in hospitalized patients in the state is creating a regional water shortage of liquid oxygen. The Orlando Utilities Commission, now let's just back in, or the utility commissions are all run and operated by Rothschild LLC and our overlords, all the utility commissions throughout this entire country. So the Orlando run and operated Rothschild Utility Commissions announced that liquid oxygen is also used to treat water, and its diversion to hospitals is straining the region's water supplies. City officials are asking residents to stop watering their lawns and washing their cars to save water for COVID-19 patients. Now let's think about this. You're driving along in Orlando or Florida, because this article expands into the entire state, not just Orlando. It's really tricky how it does that. But you see a green lawn, you're going to think they're killing COVID patients in the hospital. This is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. If they want to have more oxygen, they could punch some holes in the ground. They could drill some primary water and augment the necessity for additional water to the homes that they're telling to cut down. And remember, water is made from hydrogen and oxygen that's created down below the mantle. This is a complete psyops story, void of the truth about water. But they're asking their customers to be prepared to save water. And the commission said, while noting that the end of the shortage would depend on reducing the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations. So water users' length of conserving water is going to depend on the reduced numbers of COVID-19 patients in the hospitals. Quote, they say, we fully support vendors diverting liquid oxygen to the health systems in Central Florida as life-saving measure. This is unbelievable. Now, if you didn't know what water was, that they're leading a PSYOPS campaign of the highest level, relying upon our uneducated and inability to understand the truth, well, many people will fall for this. But I can tell you that they say Orlando officials warned, if local water usage isn't reduced, the lack of liquid oxygen to treat water could lead to deteriorating water quality. But we believe that will not happen if everybody does their part to conserve water. Well, I will tell you right now, the water is already poisonous and toxic. They have algae blooms in Florida. They have toxic algae blooms everywhere, and the water is highly contaminated. Everywhere in every state, all surface water is highly, highly contaminated. And now they're saying if you water your lawns, you're going to kill COVID patients in the hospitals. So please, everybody, understand the enormity of what we face together, because we do face all of this together. And I was looking at some headlines in my newspaper today, and of course, there's much to do about this presumably FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine. There's quite a bit of debate about that, and I will leave this for each of you to discover on your own, but it's apparently a possibility that the FDA only just agreed with the Emergency Usage Act, the Authorized Emergency Authorization Act, and did not necessarily approve the use of the drug as an FDA-approved drug. So I will leave that up to you to determine. Right now, that's certainly looking to be the case. But my headlines here say that the FDA boosts vaccine legitimacy. And right under that, we have horrific views of evacuees from recent fires here in Northern California going back to their homes to survey the destruction. We have been on fire. We have well over 1 million acres burned now in the Dixie Fire, and it's continuing. Fires, fires, fires. We've been promised that every acre will burn. That's what we've been promised. So I can tell you, for those of you that are in fire-prone areas, and everyone is, do not have lithium-ion batteries of any type, particularly if you've got your smart meter. They have small lithium-ion batteries in them. We have noticed during some of the recent many fires here in California that they can pulse the electricity to your home and blow up those smart meters. And many of the homes that did not burn down did not have smart meters, because California, I believe, is still the only state that has the opt-out, where you can opt out of the smart meters. The Rothschild Corporation met with such resistance during the smart meter opposition that they allowed the opt-out here in California. And the only reason was they wanted to slow down the opposition in other states. And the opt-out seemed to fill that bill. I see on here the music coming in, so I will follow this up on the other side of this break. Please stay tuned.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Doble Foods, the only Doble food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Doble foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I'm going to be, again, flying through some topics. I urge all of you to go to my two sites, StopTheCrime.net, go to my Odyssey video channel, look at some of my most recently posted videos, one of which you will not want to miss are the war zones. We discovered that the evacuation zones, know your zone here in Northern California and other areas throughout the United States as well, are actually military traps and maps. And I present that in a video that I focus on that, and you will see photographs of how they will be using long-range acoustic weapon systems for mind control and moving people out of their homes when they tell them to evacuate, even if perhaps they're not wanting to evacuate. What we're experiencing now is mind warfare. We're experiencing a warfare so lethal and so silent and deadly that most people don't even know this type of warfare exists, and it does. We're in a battle for our minds and a battle for our souls. This is where we are. And I can't stress enough, live in right conduct. Stay with your families. Don't argue over positions. If someone has made a decision that you disagree with, let them live their life. But do not try to separate and go alone somewhere, because you will be easily picked off. Targeted individuals is expanding. The amount of pain and suffering that these people are getting from weapons systems, from frequency systems, is the worst torture that you can possibly imagine. I have targeted individuals contacting me consistently because I've covered this over many, many years. I'm going to be going over some new topics in upcoming radio shows. You are not going to miss, not going to want to miss any of this. I'm also going to be covering the known fact that the United States knew for years, even in the early 2000s, that mad cow disease was prevalent in the elk and the deer and in the cattle, and even before that. They knew, and they've allowed this to be put into hamburgers and steaks and sold. And many people now are dying of mad cow disease. It certainly looks like an early stage of Alzheimer's, but it's literally eating the brains. We have evidence that this was a massive cover-up. And it was a cover-up by some of the most well-known veterinarians in this United States. They knew, and even some lost their lives trying to reveal this. We'll get into this more, because I wanted to put this out right now so that at least you know, make some decisions on what you eat as far as meat goes, because the meat is highly poisoned as well as our water. So I want to go over another story I saw today. They're talking about how a carnival passenger on a cruise ship tested positive on the cruise ship, and they died. It's very important for all of you that now feel you are free to travel and you can jump on a cruise ship. They are like being in a microwave oven. Everyone is given the ease of Wi-Fi. They are literally an entire ship of Wi-Fi hotspots. And I can tell you, along with all the LED lights in these new ships, you are signing a death warrant for yourself, particularly if you've been vaxxed. Now, I would recommend that you go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube video channel and watch the three videos we have up there called Tolerance Lost, and about vaccines and about what happened to this neurologist that discovered this years ago. There doesn't need to be a lot more talk about what vaccines are doing to us beyond what he died trying to tell us a long while ago, and that was Dr. Malden, Dr. Andrew Malden. So take a look at those three consecutive videos on StopTheCrime.net and understand that we are being altered genetically, and we have already been altered genetically. Everything, our plants, our animals, everything. So what is most important right now is you understand what's happening with the microwave radiation and what the frequencies are. They're the same symptoms as many people are experiencing right now, shortness of breath. So if there's additional defense that you can take besides understanding water would be to certainly turn off and get away from as many Wi-Fi areas, and certainly eliminate all of that inside your homes. That would even include the new thermostats that the utility companies are advocating, so that when it gets hot, they can increase your temperature. So don't fall for this stuff. Don't fall for the smart Bluetooth lifestyle. You're killing yourself. So some of the symptoms, and I have a symptom list that you can print off on StopTheCrime.net, and I wish you would keep it in your in your wallet or keep it in your car, just to understand and remind yourself that people will, as a result of densification of frequencies, experience confusion, short-term memory loss, inability to focus, brain fog, sluggish thinking, difficulty concentrating, headaches, migraines, vision disruption, and eye problems. Now, I want to say, too, that you'll learn from Dr. Molden in A Tolerance Lost, you'll see the eye problems. Every single jab that we've ever had has caused strokes. So understand where we have been led in an illusion, and understand that even the polio vaccine by the eugenist Jonas Salk, he was a eugenist. He wanted to reduce the population. So, again, the frequencies, head and chest pressure, allergies, respiratory problems. What are we seeing across the board? We're seeing respiratory problems. You can eliminate some of these effects if you understand what you can do, and you must and can do, and consider reducing your wireless connectivity, insomnia, so that you're not getting enough recovery with deep sleep. And your immune system is being more taxed when you don't sleep. And they're turning up the frequencies on the cell towers at night. They're pulsing your homes with increased frequencies and scalar waves. Understand you've got to do everything you can within your power to reduce the anxiety, the agitation, depression, and the suicide. These frequencies cause suicidal thoughts and actual suicides and irritability and seizures. People are unhappy. People are basically across the board unhappy. It causes vertigo, nausea, vomiting. So if you know of people that are complaining of vertigo or even flu-like symptoms and digestive difficulties and nosebleeds, even hair loss and rapid aging, which is oxidative damage, skin problems and rashes, we're seeing lots of people now complaining of all of these things as the frequencies in the high densified human settlement zones that are called cities are now filleting the population with, and also ringing in the ears. I also want to add this about the ringing of the ears. When you hear people discuss that they're hearing voices in their skull, do not, absolutely do not marginalize them. This is a type of psychotronic weapon system that is being used on millions and millions and millions of people worldwide. This is all part of the psychotronic weapons and mind control systems, controlling our thoughts, our emotions, and even directing our physical actions. Understand, be kind to one another. We are being set upon by a system and structure that is far beyond our good-natured thinking that this could even exist. So when you hear about ear pain and tinnitus and urinary problems, leg cramps, weakened immune systems, it shuts down the cell-to-cell, and it causes cell-to-cell death. And our genetic makeup is being changed. It's causing DNA breakage. This is all caused by frequencies as well as many other attacks upon us, too. The toxic, poisonous water, the aerial chemtrailing program. Brain tumors are caused by all of this. Again, dementia, joint difficulty, heart attacks, infertility, worsening existing poor health. I know many people that are experiencing far more health problems than they've ever felt before. Asthma, allergies, such as hay fever, food allergies, itching and chapped skin on the trunk of your body, benign urine fibroid tumors as well, bone loss, osteoporosis, dehydration, kidney damage, spinal cord and antenna for electrical magnetic waves impact your central nervous system. They're using our spinal cords to impact our central nervous systems. So remove the wireless from your homes. I ask you all to please consider what is being done to us as a human family, trying to exist on this world that by the minute is becoming more difficult to exist in. You need to understand, too, the technologies are such that global warming The illusion of global warming, they can crank up the temperatures whenever they want. There are satellites and there are mirrors and there are other types of technology where they can heat areas, and this is one of the reasons why we're having these horrific heat waves that are literally destroying people. So you need to also consider cooling devices when you're in areas that you know are being attacked with heat waves. I spoke some time ago about an article that I found in the New York Times back on April 17th of 1976, and it was an article entitled "A War of the Weathers," and it was very diabolical. I covered that in former shows, but I'll just go over a few things now that it divulged back in the New York Times article, April 17th of 1976, entitled "War of the Weathers." They talked about the ability to be able to reverse river flows, which they've done many, many times. They talk about from space, one could control the Earth's weather, cause droughts and floods, change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, make temperature climates frigid. And then, back in those days, Senator Lyndon B. Johnson told the joint session of Congress in 1957, like many other legislators, he accepted the Defense Department's ideas that the United States was in a race with the Soviet Union to develop environmental weapons, and they were. And they enhanced it back in 1967 and 1972. Nixon authorized 3.6 million annually on a secret cloud seeding program over North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia in an attempt to muddy the trails and slow the enemy movements. In other words, the wars that we created and we were engaged in was the use of different types of weapon systems on the people that we were attacking. They said that they enhanced the rainfall by 30%, the Pentagon officials said. The Pentagon defends this rainfall as being humane, saying raindrops don't kill people, bombs do. Well, look at the raindrops that fell on Tennessee that killed dozens and dozens of people. The Department of Defense denies it was ever cloud seeding over North Vietnam in 1971, when that nation suffered the heaviest rains since 1945. And in 1945, a million Vietnamese died of flood and famine. And these are weather weapons. This is how far back this was used. We are being slaughtered by ignorance and not recognizing that our fellow neighbors are under attack. They're being flooded out of their homes. Homes are floating off of foundations. We're being burned up here, with the added component of death being the smoke. We're being bathed and saturated in smoke. They go on to talk about how Senator Claiborne Pell, in 1973, introduced a resolution calling for an international treaty to prohibit environmental warfare. Well, we see how far that treaty went. Goes on to say that climate dynamics researchers using computer models of oceans and atmosphere have studied ways to melt the polar ice caps. Hence, Al Gore, the melting of the ice caps, they're doing this. And they generate destructive storms and otherwise use key environmental instabilities to release huge amounts of energy. It's all energy. They have found how the United States, acting secretly from space, can inflict bad weather on the Soviet Union, thereby ruining the harvests and keeping that country dependent on the United States grain imports. And in the Soviet Union, engineers are reversing the Arctic flowing of rivers and creating inland seas, actions that experts say will alter the global climate. But they say this is peaceful. And in 1975, the National Academy of Sciences reported that cooling in the Northern Hemisphere since the 1940s makes the start of a new ice age within 100 years a small but real possibility. So this is was an article, one of the few and last truthful articles out of the New York Times, again dated April 17th of 1976. I do have that posted on stopthecrime.net. Understand we are under mass attack, not just with weather systems, but also with frequencies, and also with undisclosed poisonous prion, a.k.a. mad cow disease, in much of our meat supply. And this is also a prion that is found in the vaccines as well. And I have a number of videos posted on stopthecrime.net, from one from a mother journalist who videoed her son as he was dying with prion disease. I also interviewed a man by the name of Trevor, and I have an interview with him up on stopthecrime.net fully describing what it's like to be dying slowly with prion disease, an unrecognized medical death sentence that they have been in a secret cover-up over. So I want us to be kind to our neighbors, to the people around us as best possible, because there is going to be mass food shortages because of the illusion of running out of water, which we're not. Please spread that information out far and wide. Call all the other talk shows that you can and ask them, why are they gatekeepers on the real truth about water? The water is a renewable, and we can access it easily. In fact, we can take the pressure off from under the mantle and have less earthquakes. We could fill overpumped aquifers and with primary water if we allowed that to happen. They won't. We are being destroyed. And the increased radiation levels in this country, I've done a couple of shows because I've gotten some information from Bob Nichols, who monitors the radiation in the United States. And I ask you to please listen to some of those radiation disclosures that I've articulated on behalf of Bob Nichols on stopthecrime.net. Understand the enormity of how we are being pummeled. Understand that now is a time to pull together, not allow these psychopaths and the other overlords above the psychopaths control us completely. It's certainly they are, but try to hold on to sensibility and lack of selfishness, and understand that if you have thoughts of anger towards someone because of a different belief, understand that these forces of mind control and certainly creating people's thoughts and belief systems is real. It is real. And we are being tortured. I have many, many friends that are heavily, heavily targeted individuals. They are being set up and fraudulently charged for crimes that they have not even done. This is all part of the asset stripping and putting people out onto the street and creating more homeless than we already have. And again, I've talked much about my interview with Barry Trower. Before YouTube took me down, I had a video up. It's still around somewhere. It's called The Cooking of Humanity. I ask for all of you to please listen to that interview so that you understand the enormity of what your wireless devices are doing. I have on stopthecrime.net an article that I was asking everyone to give to their local police and first responders about the increased wireless devices that they are now outfitted with. This is causing massive problems within our first responders, and now they're requiring all of them to be vaxxed. That combination is a deadly cocktail, and you can find more about that, again, on the three-part video Tolerance Lost on stopthecrime.net. Again, we have disruption of heartbeat rhythms, sleep pattern problems, paranoia, hallucinations, illusions, drowsiness, absent feelings. We're going to have many, many more car accidents. It's going to be very difficult to be out on the roads. Be very mindful of that. It's now a time to not be out there alone. If you can travel with somebody that can help with more eyes on the road and more caution opportunities, that's a better time to consider. That's a better situation to consider now, because we do have many people now very depressed and very distracted and feeling unwell and very unhappy. And we're going to see that increase. We've got all the LED lighting that's causing ill health effects. I reposted a video I did a few years back on LED lighting. You can find that newly reposted again on StopTheCrime.net on my Odyssey channel. But understand what water is, and unplug from your wireless devices. And understand we now have to unite as humanity as best possible. We all have different beliefs, different oppositions, but don't let them create this, because much of this is being, as you know, created. And I can only say to you, with what we face going forward and being shoved out of our homes and into permanent lockdown facilities, and these green zones are essentially for everybody, you will have reduced water. You will, women will be given one cloth for their menstrual cycle and not enough water to clean it. If you have to have personal areas on your body washed, you're going to have to see if you'll be allowed a little extra water to clean those areas. Otherwise, you're getting a little less than a gallon per day for drinking, for cooking your food and bathing in. And that's if, in fact, you get that water. Because we know the green zones are going to have massive created water shortages as it is. So you're going to be shoved into these CDC FEMA green zones without adequate water, without adequate food, separated from your families. Your children will be separated. This is all documented. So I would highly recommend that you watch the show I just put up on StopTheCrime.net. Again, it was a very painful show for me to put forward, because when we found this detailed information on what life is like in the green zones, and people will say, oh, well, that's only in certain countries. No, 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 no. This is the plan. This is the universal plan of human captivity. Again, all of us, we are all the enemy. We are not only USA Inc., we are Earth Inc., and we're being literally sequestered into and under one umbrella of mass genocide. So prepare as best you can to harden up, to be less capable and easily able to be killed. And don't isolate yourself by thinking you can run off to another country or another state because of their politics. That's all to lure you away from your network and your family and your friends. Do not cause your own isolation. You're going to be isolated soon enough with these further lockdowns and the further inability to travel on the roads. And I will tell you, these FEMA trailers that are positioned all over the country, there, people will say, well, these are for floods and for firemen and all of this. That's what we're told they're used for. But when you do the deep dive behind it, you find that these are mobile vaccine units that will be driven everywhere to serve as a requirement for everybody to be vaccinated. And we found out even more. So I can't underscore enough. Watch that video that I just posted, Forced into Green Zones, Prisons for All. It is absolutely excruciating details that I don't think any of you are going to want to waltz into. Don't be congealed into the illusion that you can evacuate into a center to recharge your cell phone. Don't do that. Don't do that, and you'll find out why. And again, I also urge you to watch the video I put up on war maps disguised as evacuation zones. I do this because I want to get information out. I want more people to be able to survive and make the choices for their children and their families that they need to make while you still can make some choices and decisions, because those opportunities are days that we're going to very soon only remember. We'll only remember if we're not mind-swiped. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity to host Call to Decision today. Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net, and PrimaryWater.org. Thank you very much for listening, and visit our websites.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.